It's a pleasure to talk with you. I am Anne Fortescue. I'm the director at the Springfield Museum of Art, and the Springfield Museum of Art is an affiliate of the Smithsonian, located right here in Springfield, Ohio, in Clark County.
We were very excited to hear about that connection. Tell me how that connection is going, and also talk about how the membership has grown. You guys are now in the black in your budget, which is as rare as a dinosaur sighting, it seems, these days. And it seems like some structural changes have really benefited you guys. Can you talk about those things?
Certainly. First, let me start just by letting everyone know that we are the Smithsonian's home here in Clark County, southwestern Ohio, and we became an affiliate in 2012. And the Smithsonian Affiliates Program is a wonderful way for museums that are operating at the highest level of professional standards and using best practices to help the Smithsonian kind of extend their, I'll say, their programmatic reach across the country. They are, you know, our nation's museum, and they, like most museums, can't exhibit everything in their collections. And so one of the roles of the affiliate program is to connect with museums like ours to help access some of those wonderful collections and programs that the Smithsonian holds and produces.
Is there a particular nonprofit model that you've decided to follow with these different new plans that you have? Because it sounds like you've really done some research here in getting these things up and running.
We did a survey of our members and stakeholders and people in the community and made the changes in our membership program based on data from the survey, based on surveying what our peers in Ohio are doing, other sister art museums. And one of the things we heard loud and clear, they get lots and lots of mail asking for their support, and they'd appreciate being asked once, so that every time they receive a piece of mail from the Springfield Museum of Art, it doesn't have a remittance envelope in it. And so we took that to heart and looked at other giving programs and decided to stop doing our annual fund twice a year, stop some of the other smaller campaigns, and focus all of our energies on an annual membership program. Those financial decisions are always difficult in terms of, you know, making those tough decisions. They're necessary for the long-term sustainability and I will say eventually growth of an organization like the Springfield Museum of Art. And the response has been overwhelmingly positive. People recognized how difficult and painful those decisions are and then commended us for doing what was difficult and necessary.
And that was changing the two or three positions.
Three positions, really changing the operational structure so that the museum could function and live within its means, still adhering to the accreditation standards and best practices from our professional association, which is the American Alliance of Museums, and still upholding all of the, you know, all of the responsibilities that we have through our Smithsonian affiliation, doing it in a way that was financially responsible. I think that's restored some trust and credibility with many people.
What can a patron who's never been there before expect to experience when they visit the Springfield Art Museum?
We've renewed our activities related to art education, and just in the past 6 months, we've seen a 45% increase in the number of young people participating in art education programs here at the museum. And that's due to the fact that we had a wonderful special gift from a local Springfield woman who feels that art education is really essential. She made it possible for us to hire a part-time museum educator who many of the YSO listeners may know, Deb Hausch, a Yellow Springs resident. And Deb has been doing an absolutely phenomenal job with our art education programs. Eve Fleck, who's our museum operations manager, who's been doing a terrific job of, you know, making sure that our communications are getting out there and that people know what we're doing and that they're staying informed. So it's been just terrific. And Eve has a deep knowledge of the art community in the Miami Valley and has worked as an artist and arts administrator. So it's just such a thrill to have her here at the Art Museum as well.
Well, Ann, I want to thank you very much for providing a very informative look at the Art Museum, what you're looking to get accomplished, and thank you very much.
You're most welcome.